San Diego Braille Club celebrates its 90th birthday, by Susan Glass, pages 38 through 40. That's right. Founded in 1927, the San Diego Braille Club celebrates its 90th birthday this year. Congratulations. I caught up with the club's current president and membership chair, Patricia Bogard, who spoke enthusiastically about the club and the camaraderie that she finds there, and who has been a member herself since 2006. 16 women and 9 men comprise the San Diego Braille Club for a total of 25 members. 5 of these members are totally blind, 15 are visually impaired, and 5 are sighted. Additionally, there are 3 guide dogs. All reside in San Diego County, except for one person who lives in Riverside County. Several in the club are good chefs, and there's also an artist and 2 athletes who bike and rock climb. Every third of the month, the chapter organizes a social activity, such as visiting a local museum, sailing with challenged sailors in San Diego, taking a ferry boat trip to Coronado, or a bus trip to Las Vegas, or riding the San Diego trolleys. The club also co-sponsors events with the San Diego Deaf Blind Cultural Society. It's amazing, says Patricia, how you can live in a place for some 50 years, as I have, and as others in the club have also, and yet not seen a lot of the local sights. She's glad that the San Diego Braille Club makes this possible. Every first Friday of each month, the club holds a business meeting that usually features a speaker who addresses issues related to blindness, health, lifestyle, and laws that affect visually impaired people. Near election time, the local voter registrar's office also brings voting machines to give members an opportunity to practice using them before an election day. When asked what challenges face the San Diego Braille Club, Patricia's answer was immediate. Quote, recruitment. We need suggestions for how to recruit new members. We try to be a big presence at the 5K run for fighting blindness that is sponsored by the Junior Blind and other similar events. Even so, we are not having much success in recruiting new people to join the club. I asked her about her hopes for the club's future. She said, even though we have 2 members on the CCB Board of Directors, I'd like for us as a group to be more involved with CCB. Attending CCB conventions is informative and fun. Addressing something smaller, I'd like to find a permanent location where our chapter could hold its monthly business meetings. I think that a home base makes you stronger.